Am I on? Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Yes, I'm sure everybody's a bit weary, but let's try and get the best out of this hour we can. And are there any octogenarians here? There's no. Could they raise their hand? Good for you. It's harder for you, but it's even hard for septuagenarians. There's a few of those around, I think. Yes, anyway. I'm sure we'll do our best to keep our hands dry, because it's been a long day for a lot of people. Anyway, we're going to start this session with hymn number 13. All the way my Saviour leads me. And we'll rise when appropriate. For Henry to give the opening prayer, please.
I pray in the saving hand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our blessings and for our goodness to us and how we rejoice in paying our promises. We thank you this evening for our fellowship and prayers and song and verse and spiritual service that we pray. Be strengthened by that and be praised today and to the holy name. Yes, we just admit us at this time and be encouraging to each one. We thank thee for these many times the fellowship and all that are here. We just meet ourselves and now not here and ever willing as we thank thee for our manifold blessings and my precious son, I do it again with mine. Amen.
This segment is called Hymns and Verses to Share, and the idea is to choose a hymn or a verse and for you to add some comment, preferably in, as to why you've chosen it, but if you don't want to, of course, you still accept it. I'm indebted to Theatre de Saint on the piano, and Sister Emily Rowe is going to have it on Grogan microphone, because I think we have it here. So Emily, we'll come to you if you put your hand up, please. So what we want people to are going to choose a hymn or a verse and announce first who you are, and we'll go from there. So is anybody willing to start off?
Glory be the trumpet, glory, the gladly formed sound. This is the first three verses. I guess I've chosen it because it's rather bright too, you have to keep it in the night. And I think some of the thoughts echo what Graham was talking about this afternoon, about the glad day, the coming glorious day, and the year of Jubilee. Yes. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Hymn 36, blowing the trumpet. So, it's Dawn 24. Three verses. Wonderful, and all the nations know, as we've been singing. So, is anybody who's next? Yes, for the light.
I am the Reverend Mo Chen. I am you. But I'd like to sing him all for me. Really, the leader of Jesus will be all in life. And so tomorrow, God will meet. And thank Heavenly Father, one our sister will decide to follow Jesus Christ when she will be baptized in the water. So, all for Jesus.
And we'll help with finding that all for Jesus. Is that the first one? Yes, number 9, number 8, the dawn. It's all for Jesus, and we'll sing all of that three verses. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, all my being's ransom pays. Thank you. You think and pray for those who have decided to give their lives to Christ. It's a momentous thing to do in one's life, and pray for them. So, if anyone has another prayer or hymn or a quote, they want to know.
From a song, which is from the Divine Sound of the Manual, and it was written especially in a children's group. It was in Polish and in Romanian, and I asked, as I was in a minority, to be translated to English. And this is how it is. God, I want to thank you for the love I received through you. I will sing you praise. Jesus, you came to me with your touch. In the dark, you light me. And on the path, you look up my steps. In hard times, I find peace. In life, oh, through Jesus, I can see you. And it's very beautiful as it's born in the Greek of children.
And they behind you.
This one. Number 317, take up thy cross, as it would, and
Number 370, that's 271 in the wrong. Take up thy cross, the Savior said. 270, take up thy cross, the Savior said, if thou wouldst my disciple be. And it's four verses, and perhaps would you like to sing the first three? Danger brave, and you're always in favor enough to face the problems that come along so easily in our Christian life. Brother Henry.
Thank you very much.
not even married, and I've got this book, and it's entitled Three Songs Aligned to Israel. Psalms aligned to the melodies of traditional hymns. And it says all the hymns that the psalms, 150 of them, Psalm 109, and there's a long one of 130 verses, I think it's 22 psalms. And it's about singing and hymns and psalms and spiritual songs. And it's suggested that the life that could be formed by the truth, but yeah, that might happen sometime. And I thought I'd read out the two versions of the first hymn, first song, I'm sorry. And the 469 of the two choices that one was saying is what passes the body of God, and the other one is that visible being, and not what. How blessed the man that does not slay, the wicked tent, gentle tent to sleep, who stands not in the sin of lies, and sits not in the storm of sleep, but in God's will he takes the Lord, and meditates faith all night. He shall be like the tree that stands, whose springs of water gently rise, which plenty of spirit and season brings, and ever green it leaves the bough. By self prosperity attends, the good man's work to life shall end. Not for ungodly men, for they like chaff before the wind are driven, and stand not standing judgment day, nor mingle with the saints of heaven. The Lord approves the good man's path, but soon as I shall then be now.
Thank you very much. Beautiful. Thank you. Who shall be next?
Yes, I'm Stephen McDonald. I've got a verse actually, but I want to say something before I pay close to it. Before Christmas time, how does Messiah is very often saying that. And there's a beautiful contralto alto, contralto solo in the Messiah, Man of Sorrow and the Prince of Grief. It's just beautiful, and it's despised and rejected. And I think however much we may feel sometimes despised and rejected, nothing to be compared with our Lord's suffering, his example we do follow. But the encouragement comes still by saying, it is a hymn that I'm not asking to be sung, but it has the words, so your sins despise and forsake you. And I think, well, if there are sins, why do they despise and reject you? But it's often good to confess your belief. And you have seen that sort of believe, and they don't, and they might not agree with you. But it says, it's in Psalm 66, and it's also in verse 4 and 11. It says, in God, that I put my trust, I will not fear what death can do unto me, and I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. And I think all the time, not being afraid, and perhaps speak out, and not lose those opportunities that we might have not speaking out, which we have next in this afternoon. But once the opportunity stands strong, and I'm going to try to do not to be afraid and let the Lord is having to be.
Thanks very much. Yes, it's so right, and it's so important for us to be constantly open about our allegiance to Christ and never be ashamed of claiming it at all times. Did you say you had a hymn, or you didn't have a hymn to sing?
No.
Not the Messiah or anything. That's a wonderful masterpiece that it is, of course. Anybody next will contribute? Please.
Well, it's very big.
4-3-0. Is there any particular reason you'd pick a favourite?
I think this is one of the most crucial passages that we have, especially in the trials and tribulations and the conditions of the world, and the opposition they might be getting from various things. To pay and rehab a ship, we all have our troubles and surprises, and I think this is one of the most wonderful privileges we have of this world. So, I just think we have in Jesus all our sins and sorrows and griefs to bear. What a privilege we have as a Christian family. So, I think this is the most wonderful privilege we have as a Christian household.
Yes, absolutely. And let's sing all the verses. Two verses. That will find a solace there. It's so necessary to Christ knowing all our weaknesses. It's a bit concerning sometimes, but anyway, it's a, what do you want to see?
Hymn number 158. Yeah. It's, as I love you, I love you. I think that is really the essence of our faith and our expression. And it's wonderful the things of often we have thoughts are so far away from thinking of Jesus and our love for him. And it talks about the glorious day. And it goes on and talks about I'm happy and or Jesus my Savior, that's the first three. I think that's really nice.
Well, let's sing all four verses of hymn number 158, I Love Thee, I Love Thee.
Thank you.
I love listening to Mr. Christ, but I find it strange that we don't publicly pray to our Lord. Certainly we can do it in private, perhaps. Oh, and the brother, part of the show.
Thank you, Brother John. Dr. Collins, one of the octogenarians of whom you spoke earlier.
I know how I just feel, almost.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'd just like to sing a hymn that I'm very fond of, and it's a very bright hymn. Those who might remember the Methodist Church, or something, the way the Methodist people used to sing hymns that went with a swing. And this one, I think, is a very bright hymn, over 1,000 times to sing. This is Wesley's wish. He had 1,000 times to sing the Saviour's prayer. And perhaps so would we. I suppose verses 1 and 4 would be sufficient, but you will give us the last.
The number is what?
267.
267. First, did you say first and second?
I said 1 and 4.
1 and 4. Verse 1 and 4. 267.
Loving greetings from Barbara and Mark and Chico Ben Seda in Chicago. They missed a couple of us that have recently visited, so I decided to consecrate my life to the Lord this year, to be exact on the 5th of January. I decided to tell my dad that day, then the 6th of January, I decided I had to go on today to organise a baptism here at the convention. And on the 6th, I decided to SMS my girlfriend from our class, Rebecca, Miriam and Justin, to tell them that I was getting baptized. And I think the most the text that I received back that hit me the most was one from Sister Rebecca. And it was from Sophia and her boyfriend Paul Hummel. And it said, "May the Lord guide and strengthen you with this decision. It is one you can't go back from, but one you will never regret. You are being sacrificed with Christ, but made alive again." And I found that that kind of, it was just such an eye-opener, and I just want to say thank you, Beth. And she sent me 3 verses as well, 1 Samuel 12:22. "For the sake of this great name, the Lord will not reject his people, because the Lord has pleased to make, was pleased to make you his own." And Proverbs 3:5-6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." And Romans 8:17. "Now if we are children, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory." And yeah, I'm just so grateful that I can actually probably be baptized to this convention, one of my favorite conventions of the year, so I'm very grateful to the Lord that it can happen this year. Thank you. Oh, and I have taken Amazing Grace 126A.
126A. Well, we thank you for your wonderful words, and I'm sure everyone here has you in their prayers and taking this such a wonderful, maybe a wonderful decision in your life, so the most amazing decisions a human being can make in this present age, I imagine. So God bless you and thank you. So Amazing Grace is 126 age, you say. How many verses are there? Oh, we've seen them all.
I would
Thanks for the great appendix still in the form. Christ who died for us,
Dad, and I'd like hymn number 366, because it reminds me very much of Bobby Simon's flight, when we first came to Melbourne, in 1990, that's right. I remember he was behind us, and when he sang, I hadn't heard the singing this song before, and I also remember his beautiful voice singing the chorus.
Who was that?
Bobby Simon's flight.
Oh, yeah.
Have I sang it right?
Yeah.
You are the beautiful brother and foolish brother. I want to
see
every truth, every merit, every
truth,
our discussion.
Yes.
So, did I have the first line and the last verse?
Of 366. Pardon?
366.
The first and last verse. Yes.
He was brethren working only by himself because his wife lost the right hand, the left hand. And he had to work over time on the farm after they ended Sunday. I don't remember you are the witnesses from English class in never meetings.
Yes.
I'm just today. He was the brother. He loved the God and the brethren very, very much. Big example for us.
Yes. Thank you. So that's 326, did I hear it right? 326. First verse and last verse, did you say? Thank you. 326. Pardon? Yes. Any longer next? We have about 8 minutes left, perhaps. Thank you.
Number 64.
Can we have this?
The first and second verses?
Yes, first two verses of 64. Anybody for the last 3 minutes?
My name is Dana Dunga. I came from Central Park. And I would like to sing from 254. So, this is from the local song.
I couldn't hear you. Is that a home number? You said? Done? 242. How many verses are there? How many verses are there? We'll sing all the verses of this hymn that we see on the screen. All. Four. Thank you. practical words and how Jesus love, how wonderful it is. We came to the end, or at the end perhaps, but the room for two, the last one will be the change in the last 10, but if anybody wants to squeeze in before the last one. Okay, sister. In the Dawn 356, can we make this the last receipt? We perhaps might make this our last 10, folks. We'll make this our last 10 then, and we'll see it all. Hold it. Oh! Well, we were. Pardon? Oh, well, we'll hang on to that and just take your contribution, please. More strong than you, please. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. I shall close the meeting with 256, how great is our faithfulness. We'll see it all. Thank you. Oh, could we stand up, please, folks? Thank you. I thought I'd read a verse of the hymn, which I thought appropriate. The hymn 71, the second verse. Grant us thy peace upon our homeward way, which thee began, which thee shall end the day. Guard thou the lips from sin, the heart from shame, that in thy house is called upon thy name. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to thee with grateful thanks for this wonderful time of fellowship, of listening to the brethren, praising thee and describing their loves and experiences and giving us support and helping us follow thee more closely. We ask for a blessing upon this invention again tomorrow. We pray for an outrest, and may we come tomorrow fresh and looking forward to all jewels of joy. So we thank you for all our blessings, ask for forgiveness of anything we've done wrong. Through the name of Jesus Christ, we say this. Amen.